It's time for Advice Line. Call now at 800-866-8883. That's 800-866-8883. Here's your host, Roy Masters.
What happened to Rogue River, Oregon, about cancer? Because he had a cancer in his lung and he needs to find out, and I may have been able to help him. Ladies and gentlemen, there is hardly any disease. And I'm not saying there are some. For instance, if you have scurvy, you need lime juice. But food is a medicine. That's why they call limey the olden days. If they didn't have lemon juice, lime juice, they'd all die from it. It's a disease of lacking a certain food on long journeys. You can understand it in those days. So there are lots of illnesses caused by food. The wrong kind of food, which lacks the right kind of food. And so lots of people are dying from diabetes. A scourge it is. One in every three will die from that. And that probably has to do, believe it or not, if you don't die from diabetes, you die from cancer, which has a connection to the pancreas. It produces two enzymes. One's an enzyme and one's I forget what the other one is. Always have a problem with words sometimes, you know what I mean. And one is upon pancreatin, and the other one is a chemical messenger. And it says open sesame to the cells, let the sugar in, let your energy in. And that's a tiny, tiny thing. It's only a tiny, pancreas is a very small, walnut-shaped gland. It's almost in the intestine, it is, in the Isle of Langerhorns, they call it. And this is one of the most important glands in your body because it produces these chemistries. One of them helps to dissolve your food. That's very important to get your nourishment. But there's got to be nourishment in the food you eat, otherwise you start to die. And the modern food will kill you. But you don't know any different because it tastes so good, you think it is good, and you sing and eat and be merry, and tomorrow you die. But you haven't got the discipline. Neither are you encouraged, and the food has become too much of a comfort. And it will kill you, most of you. So cancer will kill half of you. There's no cure for it. There's only cure for it if you can change the person's attitude. So bear witness to the fact that they're wrong and they have to change things, and the ones who are willing to see it have a chance of getting better. Your body always has a chance of getting better if you get the right kind of advice from the right kind of people. The trouble is, most of your doctors don't know what they're doing. And the pharmaceuticals rise for all the aches and pains because you're so far away from God, most of you, that you get all kinds of sicknesses and illnesses, and you look for disability. Half the country's on disability. What are you talking about? What kind of country have you become? So feeble, so it's no wonder you're a ripe peach, ready to fall into the hands of communism, and only becoming strong again, independent upon. And others, grow your own food if you have to, because the country is going to collapse. The country is purposely being collapsed. You're purposely made, because the more people on welfare, the more unemployment there is, the more humiliating it is to collect unemployment, and then it goes off into the distance where there isn't any. But then you become on the side of the people who have created the unemployment. So the more money you give for unemployment, as if that was an act of love, the more unemployment they create. There's a method in the madness. It's all rigged on the left. The left has never been any good, not for the years I've seen it. It's been infiltrated by communism. So you have a communist party versus an American party that's limp-wristed. So they have taken over the Democratic Party, and it's become a communist party, but they call themselves Democrats. And those on the left have not, the right have not known how to deal with it properly. They're not man enough. So, and you have also been compromised. Over the years, your colleges have taken over, you know, what right and wrong is, and forbidden the good people to say their thing. And they get thrown out of those colleges, and we still support those colleges that don't only have one opinion, communist opinion, homegrown. All right, we'll be right back.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
Well, I'm not sure if I want to take this caller, but it's an interesting caller, and I'm going to try to be as discreet as possible so you can send your kids out of the room if you want. Vince, Southern Jersey. Go ahead, Vince.
Yes, how are you tonight?
Fine, thank you.
Okay, I don't know where to start, so I'll let you.
Well, the question is, you need help with the masturbation problem.
That's correct.
So, how bad is it?
It's consuming.
It will kill you.
Then why do you say that?
Well, because there's a dynamic you don't understand. You think it's just masturbation. And the masturbation comes from one of two areas, mostly because you've had sex with a woman too early, too soon, and you've lost your virginity, and because human beings are separated from the beast, whose most important function is to reproduce its dying self. But as a human being sins, he also has a dying self. And so there is a dying self naturally. There's also an unnatural dying self. In other words, the less sex you have, the better you are. The more sex you have, the worse you are. Pardon?
I love to wear diapers.
Go ahead.
Besides masturbation, I like to wear diapers.
Well, I see that you need your mother. You have a strange fixation to a dominant mother, and a dominant mother suppresses the manhood of a child, but awakens a strong sexual feeling, not towards the mother, but waits for a woman to come along who plays the role for a while as a wounded dove and gives you an chance to, she awakens the sexual feeling because your mother has, in your anger towards her, has awakened this feeling, but it's suppressed. Well, it means you suppress your sexual feelings that have been awakened by your anger and hatred towards her.
And how do I? How do I cure
it? But I'm right about that, aren't I?
I'm saying you're I can sort of relate to.
Yeah, because your mother then, you have a love-hate relationship with your mother. So you may have sexual feelings for your mother, but it's suppressed.
No, I don't agree with that. No.
Yeah, but you want to be mothered. There's something about your mother that has inured your loyalty to her, so you couldn't grow. But the trouble is, in that fallen state, the strongest desire a man has in this whole world is the sexual drive to reproduce his dying self.
Correct.
So you have two problems. You have a fixation to women, beginning with your mother, because you didn't have a strong father. You identified with your mother. She never let you go. And so you're going for, you now, as you awaken, as you become a man, the one that gets you is the one that is looks like the wounded dove. She gets you. And whenever you see a woman that's kind of strong but beautiful, and she opens herself to you, in you go. And you get into her, more of the female self makes a home in you, and the more of a mother she becomes, because you become dependent on what you think of as love in terms of sex. Sex, when you have sex with a woman, it looks like you're loving her and she's loving you, but it's a mother's love. She's encouraging a dependency on you by giving you more and more sex until you become completely dependent on her, to the point where you deteriorate, you go backwards and become more like a baby than a man.
Well, I agree with that, because I was there. I did that.
Yeah, so the thing is, then you've got the problem of being, in other words, the more you do that, the more conscience you have about being less and less. So you're becoming more and more wrong and less right. And since you're a man with conscience, most people have conscience, you are in terrible pain with your conscience, but you can't help but look outward towards women to take the pain away, for mama to soothe you with sex. And after a while, she hates you for it and doesn't give you any. You're just left with a mother that has contempt for you, and you have the same relations. You end up with the same relationship with your wife or girlfriend as you have with your mom. You're dead.
Yeah, but how do I fix that?
Huh?
How do I fix that?
I
don't understand.
It means you're an ass. You're just you're addicted to women's bodies.
I mean, I've been there. I've been there, and I've.
I know. I know.
I've reached the point where my female, my wife, where I've woke her up at night and told her how much I loved her and needed her and.
Oh, it's horrible.
It's kind of disgusting.
It is so pathetic. It's absolutely pathetic.
Okay.
And how does she react? She either gives in to you, but she hates you for it. She encourages you so that you could become a slave. You're a woman slave. And the woman herself is slave of the dark side.
Okay.
You have no life. So the secret is, the meditation exercise. If you go to FHU.com, Foundation of Human Understanding, and with our compliments, try the meditation exercise called Be Still and Know, what will happen, your consciousness will separate from your unconscious, and you will start having control over yourself. But the first thing you've got to control is realizing that you hate your mother. You have a love-hate relationship with your mother that goes on with women with sex. So sex becomes the thing that is called love. But the deeper you get into it, the more you sin, because you're getting a strange pleasure. You're actually escaping from salvation. Salvation modifies all of your emotions, and it takes away all of the perverse pleasures that make you ill, sick, miserable, and a slave. Slowly but surely.
How does wearing diapers play into all this? I enjoy wearing diapers.
Because you are becoming a baby.
I have been there, yes, and I
well, a person who gets resentful becomes less and less human. And sometimes he becomes a violent beast to overcome his baby. The fact that he's becoming a woman. All these weightlifters are women inside. They're compensating by being stronger and stronger and stronger. The whole life becomes muscles, muscles, muscles. They're all women. And others are like you, feeble. You get into the woman. She gets into you. You become more complete, but you become a more... In other words, you start to deteriorate. You start going back to the beginning. You become more babyish, more weak, more dependent.
A bottle or a nipple or a pacifier
That's right. This is what you felt as a child. You go back to it.
But why is that bad for me?
Well, then go. I tell you what. If you don't think that's bad for you, go talk to a psychiatrist. He may help you. You can suck on his tits if you want to. Goodbye.
I'm not
talking to you. I'm done with you. It's a silly question. It means you're not following me. You don't want any answers. Call me another day. You're an idiot. All right. Why is it bad for him? You think I'm going to go there? What a question. I like the program. This is a nation of perverts and degenerates. Even the best of you. You think just because the preacher says the marriage bed is consecrated and there's no sin there. I say bullcucky is a lying sack of you-know-what. He doesn't know what he's talking about, even though he's decent. The marriage bed is not concentrated if you use it to complete yourself, you silly fool men. Because every time you get into a woman, she completes the woman your mother was, that your father wasn't saved from. Why do you think you are as fixated the woman? Because your father didn't know what to do. He's either blew his brains out or ran away with other women, trying other ones, but it ends up the same way. So you're left alone with the influence of your mother. She herself needs to be saved by a man. Unconsciously, women are mischievous. They carry with them some resident evil. Not that women are evil. They carry with them something. And men are weak for that. For that spirit of paradise lost that says, I didn't die, and he ate the apple himself. And then the God walking in the garden or whatever he was doing, he says to him in his mind, because it's a mind thing with men and God. It's a spoken word. The spoken word is women. They talk a lot. Men are more thoughtful. They are more intuitive, generally speaking, more creative. So women need to be saved for that thing that makes her talk a lot and wiggle a fanny to draw you in. And so you men, when you leave your mother and father, are drawn to the woman for one reason only, to learn to love her, but it's not to lust her. The lust is the awakening. Look at the good book says. It's all there. And he saw he was naked. He ate the fruit, and he was naked. But he saw he was naked. Before, he was not embarrassed to be naked. All of a sudden, he was. Something had changed. He had an erection. In other words, he died. The truth of the matter, he could have lived forever. There's the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil, and there is the tree of everlasting life. Why would you exchange one for the other? Eve was taken out of man, cloned. No big deal. Scientists clone people, animals. But she didn't have the... He was meant to protect her from life, but he didn't have much experience either with the evil that fell to earth and spoke through her. Evil speaks to you through people, or you could be alone in your father's room and see money lying on the table when you're 2 years old and you want a tank, you want to buy a toy tank, and something says, your dad's not looking. And your heart beats and you take the money to buy the tank because he won't give it to you. And that's your ambition. There's something that speaks to you. And all of us have that. And when your dad says, did you take the money? No, Dad, Johnny made me do it. That is more the greater sin. And you can never get better because once you start to sin, you excuse the spirit that enters you. Life is spirit. You talk about what got into me lately, what came over me. I've got you under the skin. I've even got a movie, a song that I've got you under my skin. Where did it begin? Did it begin? I'm not going to sing a song. That's not going to be my calling. But there is a... You look up... It's an interesting a song. I've Got You Under My Skin. Look it up on the internet. Play it. It's years and years old. They had some strange music, and then it's even more strange now. But it's... Adam eats the fruit. Why? Because she says, I didn't die. She didn't die right away. He didn't say you die right away, but death through sin. So seeing that she ate the fruit, he ate it also. And so he saw that God lied. He doubted himself because she didn't die, then he wouldn't. It was the knowledge of good and evil, meaning it's the thing that we call pride. And pride goeth before the fall, as the haughty spirit before destruction. All of you, women bring with them the spirit of pride from which they need to be saved. In other words, men must be mature enough to court a woman, to catch her in the little game she plays, before he's married. And when she sees that she can't help but tempt him, she cannot help it. It's not her fault. It's in her. It comes through all of the women. Some wicked women enjoy it, enjoy degrading women, men. But some women are good women. They want to find a man that loves the hell out of her. Most men are stupid enough to love the hell in the woman and complete the ego. That's why when you love a man, just purely sex, what happens, he's entering into you, and you're getting into him, what's in you, and so you become in charge of him, or you become a slave of his beast. That's the reason why marriage doesn't work, and it's called romance, and that's encouraged by our society, by all the wicked forces in society. They don't talk to you this way. I'll take my next caller. Oh, by the way, where did I keep looking for my... See, Christianity Today. Christianity Today on CD. Let's play it. Let's play a little bit about what I just said. Have you ready, John? Yeah.
The truth is like a double-edged sword. It liberates some and cuts into or cuts down others. It's very dangerous to talk truthfully to people. Because it be known you maybe have some remnant of legal freedom, but morally you're all slaves, every single one of you, with very few exceptions. And this is a reason for your private misery. Because every time you have your wrong, every time you become lobotomized by your drugs, by your excess eating, by your excess sexual pleasures, your music, your drugs, the opera, the arts, by your welfare, lobotomizing the good in you and sort of erecting, nurturing something unholy that's growing up in there in place of the holy, in terrible conflict with what God's plan could be on this earth. For the eye hath not seen, nor the ear heard, nor has it entered into the heart of man what God has prepared for those that love him. And so all your misery and suffering is coming through your clinging to your pleasures, your sensual comforts, your creature pleasures. You're like pigs in a trough. And I don't mean to be rude, but I was talking to you about the root of all this. Now, evil
clinging
knows this.
To your precious.
Those who rule you know clinging what I'm telling you. Now, listen carefully again. If you want to challenge me on it, please do. Speak logically. Tell me what's wrong with what I'm saying, what's wrong with you. Remember, I'm criticizing you, and this is not a put-down. I'm only criticizing you because I can't tell you in any other way. Something wrong, and I got to tell you what it is. And you should say, oh my God, thanks, I needed that. But it's difficult, because I'm attacking the ground of everything that you've become that's preparing you for hell and death, a horrible death, most of us, a spiritual death and a physical death. We die in agony. And you can look forward to nothing but that sorrow and sadness. And then an early grave or death that comes mercifully by the hand of Kevorkians. It would be like a person who's become a dope addict from being a Christian, say. So that he's fallen from that nice Christian home. He falls from that, and his nature becomes transmogrified, transformed. His allegiances, whenever there is sin, transgression, which means no longer responding to your moral compass, the sovereignty and your development of the self from the inner way, becomes violated, either by early childhood trauma or by seduction, a combination of both for most of us. And when that happens, the core of our being becomes altered, and we are no longer comfortable with what we were, only comfortable with what we're becoming. And so the dope addict completes himself, feels reassured, shored up. He's no longer feeling wrong. He feels wrong if he sits without anything, sits still. His conscience catches up with him and pursues him, tries to save him, but it's the enemy now. Conscience is the enemy, not the friend. If you lived in concert with your conscience, it would be your friend. He wouldn't bother you. But if you're out of sync with your conscience, then it becomes your adversary, and the adversary, in real life, the enemy, looks like the friend and gives you a sense of hope, righteousness, elation, uplift, self-respect, false respect, self-esteem, completion, a sense of completion, but you are becoming more complete, dope head.
Ah, now that is me reading from the Bible about 25 to 30 years ago. And I never did publish it, but I'm saying the same thing now. And in that time, I made points about what was going to happen to your future, because when you lose your moral compass, you also lose your physical freedom, which you are losing today. You have 88% of Christians running this country controlled by a small number of communists. That's because they've seduced you from your moral estate. If you were like me, you'd be free. Some of you are, but most of you are not. You're just shadows of your former self. And so my job in this program is monumental. Please support the program. And you can get Christianity Day on CD. It's three CDs, $10 for each pack. To download the entire collection, which is Volume 1 with three CDs, three subject matters, Christianity Today, Volume 2, Christianity, Volume 3, you can download for $45. That is what I'm reading from the Bible 25, 30 years ago. I think you'll enjoy that. You can keep that and pass it on to your children. I'm going to produce a whole series of them, and I shall put them on the web, so that when you join, when you become a member, you'll be able to spend so much a year and get 4,000 items, where I warn everybody years and years and years ago, in the 60s or 70s, you're going to lose your freedom. You're going to become a communist country. Here it's going to help. Long before Glenn Beck was born, God bless him, I was warning you, telling you how it was going to happen. And I will continue this evening and for the rest of the year. And beyond, you have to learn to find your moral compass to stand your ground. I gave a lecture last Sunday. Patient endurance means God is with you. Learn not to be tempted, upset, irritated, seduced by anything. Effortlessly, nothing can touch you. You will have your country back without a shot being fired. Otherwise, you die. A revolution is coming. And you better be prepared for it. Be prepared to lose everything, but your dignity. It has to happen. There's got to be a crisis to wake you up. Let me ride you through it, all right? My name is Roy Masters.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters.
I'd like to give you the phone number. in case you don't have a computer, and you want to hear my program any time of the day or night, I know you can get it on iPhone and you get it on the web. I don't have it. Let me see. I have to move something over here to read what it says. Oh, no. I would like to... I would like to help you with your problems. But you've got to support my program. I have created, or it's been created through me, because I'm born for this. I'm born to do what I'm doing. I do not prepare my programs. I'm talking to you just from the heart. I don't know what I'm going to say next, but you ask the question and you'll pull it out of me. But I have developed the skills and given the skill and the insight to create a CD, almost 60,000 to the military, and 6,000 to the 2nd Airborne, 2,000 to Fort Hood, and so it goes. 12,000 men die every year by their own hand. Multiply 2 million people in the army, say, maybe 3. But then you've got 300 million people who are going to commit suicide, and the suicide rate is rising because you're built on materiality. And when that's pulled away from you, your job, everything, your conscience catches up to you, and something inside you says, kill yourself, and there's no God. It's hopeless. It's only hopeful when you have your pleasure, your life, your picket fence, and your security. All lies. I don't have any security. I'm not afraid to lose everything. I would like to lose everything, but I'm willing to. I'm willing to share what I have when time comes, when I share my food and my guns and my ammunition. It's coming. I will guide you through it, but I will show you how to be so strong that violence doesn't happen. But violence is going to happen from the top down, just the way I've been saying for years. From the top down, they've got to the top. The communists have got to the top. And they're gathering an army. The taxes they're going to get is going to feed anew the loyalty of other people. Bigger government, that's an army. People on welfare, people out of work, become demoralized and become inured, a loyalty, inured themselves to the government. Then there's what's left of you, who are dependent on your material things. Don't fight for material things. Fight for what you believe is right. Make sure you don't call on the government when something happens. There's going to be violence in the streets. There's going to be violence in the streets. Just be ready to take care of it, but don't call the government because they're both the same. It's a trap. Okay, I'm just echoing the voice of Glenn Beck, but I've known this before he was born, and I've been telling you, listen, please, I'm born to help you through this. Let him do his thing, let me do my thing. Support me, I don't have the money. I'm not an entertainer. I have no sponsor, thank you.
Listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
All right, now I've kept you to the last thread because I had more interesting calls. You'll forgive me, but now I'm ready to talk to you.
Hello.
But what can I do for you?
Hello, Roy Masters. It's my first time to call in your show.
Yes, sir.
And I have 5 questions about the be still and no exercise.
Fire away.
Okay, my first question is, does this exercise suppress emotion?
No.
No?
No. No, the whole idea is not to relax nor suppress emotion. The whole idea is to transfer your allegiance to your conscience. because your problems come because of shock and trauma and seduction in your life has drawn you away into your thoughts, into your subconscious thinking. And so therefore, your consciousness that normally has modifies your behavior, so you're not an animal, you're a human being, has handed over the reins of your emotions to other people, and they control you. And so they can arouse your emotion and induce you to think that what you think is what you want when it's what they want. And what you feel is what you feel you want is what you want. And so your thoughts are not your own. And you struggle with them. You give in to them at first, and then you get all upset because nothing works. An idea sounds like a good idea, but the emotion produces it outshouts your conscience and makes you think it's a good idea and it isn't. You're being deceived because you're lost in your head and you've lost your power to reason, say, no, that doesn't make any sense, I won't do it. And so then you get upset, and you use the very upset that caused you other people to think through you and act through you, the world, to make it, to program you. Then you use the upset to fight against the affliction of not being yourself and not having your own thoughts. To the endless loop of thoughts, you struggle. And when you get upset with yourself, you're being tricked to be upset with yourself, to have emotion, and as if emotion could fix things. It only makes you worse. No, the secret is to separate you from your thoughts and separate you from the thing, the world that manipulates you and holds the strings of your emotion. And when you find that state of mind, immediately you find God. Immediately you download yourself, your true self, the self you had when you were born. Become like a little child, but you have a download just like a computer. And you have a whole lot of download. You know, you can have a thumb drive and you can put it in your computer and you have 1,000 pages. Well, there's a certain downloading you get from God that gives you a complete serenity and a command over what you see, and gives you a clarity of seeing so that you don't do it. You do what is good, and it's always correct. And you don't do what's bad when it's always bad. And you become a free person because your emotions belong to you. You use your emotions because emotion is a force. And when you're in charge of it, your life is complete. But when you're not in charge of it, you're a slave.
I see.
So your emotions are the power for your engine, your body. Otherwise, you're suppressing your emotion.
I see. So you're telling me that by using this, I will be taking charge of my emotions.
That's right. But you won't feel. You will never feel your emotion. Your emotions are so natural, you don't ever notice that. That the engine is working. It's so quiet. You're at peace.
So I'm still going to be feeling anger and happiness and all the kinds of natural emotions too, but I'm going to be not too over-emotional about it.
No. In my life, there is no emotion. There's no emotion that you can tell. And there's also no emotion I can tell. I'm happy-go-lucky. I'm bright. I'd like to tell jokes. I like to have fun with my grandchildren. I'm light-hearted. They think I'm one of them. And so, but I don't feel any of this. To me, it's natural. It's just a flow. Effortless flow. I never get tired. I've been sick lately, so I've slept a lot lately, but I never get tired. I never get frustrated. I can work 16 hours a day without any effort. And I enjoy what I do. I love being my little grandchildren. I love doing whatever it is I love doing. My life is effortless. There is no effort because I'm being guided. Now, let me just contrast that. You never decided you want to be sick. You never decided you want to be miserable. You never decided you want these horrible diseases and wrong relationships. And you can never get out of them. That's because you are doing the opposite of what I do. So I have bad relationships. Sometimes they come my way. And I have difficulties. They come my way. But I don't produce them. They don't touch me. I touch them. There's a war of their energy because there's something in people that wants to pull you in. But I have an energy that's given to me by my Creator, so that when these two energies meet, you lose. I don't care how big you are, you lose. And so you can try to upset me and you can't succeed. I put something of myself in you, and that's a good thing. So if my children try to upset me, I just stay calm and I wait for them to overcome their anger for a little while and just quietly tell them what to do. And lo and behold, they respect that. But if they can upset me, they get control of me. And then you see a parent who can't control their own children. They can't even control their own dog.
That's kind of true.
Yeah, it's true. So what we have is a nation of people who are ripe for dictatorship, because hardly anybody can control their emotions. And when you talk about controlling their emotions, they think that that's impossible. You have to have emotions. Yeah, you have to have emotions as long as you're rotten, as long as you're stupid, as long as you're ignorant.
Okay, the reason why I ask this question is because I want to become a writer, like a storyteller. And I know that when I make these stories, I'm going to be needing emotion. And if I'm going to be...
No, you don't. I've written 17 books without emotion. I don't even remember writing them. It was so easy. All I do is listen to my conscience and write down what my conscience tells me, and I got a book. I don't have to worry about what I say. I don't have to think about what I say. I just have to be guided. I'm guided to write a book. I said to myself, how do I write a book? And something said, just write a page, write your experience for the day. So I did. 50 years later, I've got 17 books. I don't remember writing any of them. I just finished the thesis on gravity-driven universe. I'm going to put it up there on the web soon. It took 25 years for it to come together, because it was a complicated thing beyond psychology and spirituality. It was beyond that, so I wasn't familiar with it, but I knew something wrong with gravity, and they were all wrong about it. I just knew that the psychiatrists were wrong, and that's why I wrote the 17 books. And I knew there's something wrong with science, how they think of gravity, and therefore I focused there. It was an intrigue me, and I followed my intuition right about it. And so everything... I started noticing things that I wrote about it, and therefore 25 years later, I have a book. And it's true. Everything in it.
Okay.
And I'm going to go to war with the physicists. I'm going to war. I'm already fighting them right now. I'm emailing them, and we're having an argument on the with 50 of them on the email.
Okay.
So no. So I want you to be strong. I want this nation to be strong. I want Christians to find their roots again. Drop the emotions. Drop judging. Learn to be calm under pressure, because patient endurance means God is with you. That's what it means. And when God is with you, who can be against you? Nobody. I've proved it to be true.
Okay. Can I ask my second question?
Yeah.
For example, I practiced the meditation for a year and then I stopped. Will I return back to my old pattern of problems?
I don't think much grief has happened to you. You sound like a good person. Don't worry. You know that you had to try your way a little bit first to see if it works other ways. It doesn't. Go back to it, you'll be fine.
Okay. And my third question, how did you learn this meditation?
I had an interest when I was 15 years old. My father died, I became a diamond cutter. I followed my family profession. So I'm a journeyman diamond cutter. And I wasn't terribly happy to be one, but there was no education offered to me. And then I went in the army. And when in the army, I went to South Africa. And but before that, when I was 15, while I was learning diamond cutting, I went to a matinee and saw a hypnotist working. I thought, this is a power I need to understand. And immediately, I became looking for books. I couldn't find one that explained anything properly to me. And I figured it out myself. Then I realized that the whole world is a hypnotic spell, that life itself is hypnotic. The pressures of life are temptations which we have to learn to deal with. And I discover a counter-hypnosis, which is called salvation. So I've learned to split the mind into two parts just by talking to a person. I know how to split the consciousness from the unconscious. And the unconscious is like a monkey brain. Your ordinary brain is like a monkey. It's very suggestible to the spoken word. But the spiritual side is very susceptible to the goodness of a person's heart. So if I have a goodness of God in me, a Jesus quality, a person can recognize that. And the minute they recognize it, I'm connecting to their spirit. I can talk to their spirit about a very simple, meaningful thing about forgiveness. They're not to feel that anything should be laid against them because there's a spirit in the animal self that you've been trapped into your animal self all your life and been struggling. Now that you're separate, I want you to know that God's forgiven you. And it's all you need to know. Once the consciousness has been understood by another consciousness that knows it for true, and they know it to both know it to be true, the problem changes. Faith appears and becomes the master of the subconscious. Then I talk to the subconscious mind and dismiss, because it's very suggestible. You don't have to hate your parents anymore. You don't have to please them anymore, loving them, trying not to be like them. See, you can forgive your dad because you're standing in the same shoes. He couldn't help himself. And I can suggest it all away and clean everything up. And they get better immediately. Simple, simple. Better rush away smiling. I hope that helps you. Can I give you the phone number of the foundation, please? 800-877-3227, 800-877-3227. And you can make arrangements to do auto debit. So you can be a regular subscriber and help me stay on the air and get a bigger soapbox before it's too late. Give what you can from your bank account. Advice line by phone, if you have no computer and you're alone, and you'd like to listen to my program 24/7, there's 500 hours available. It repeats itself all day long. So you can enjoy it when you're driving a car. Be still and know by phone is available too by those of you who have no computer and are broken and you need help. 206-315-4836. I repeat that. 206-315-4836. And this program number is 6372. The first hour is 6371. Please go to fhu.com and with our compliments, try it before you buy it. There are four parts to it. Each part is received by the military on one CD. It's called Coping Strategies. You can get a copy of that if you want to, or you can buy it separately as a civilian, because you have a lot of stuff that won't interest you because it's military. But they got these three parts, which are about 4 hours, on one CD plus more. But you can get it separately, or you can download it very cheaply, inexpensively. Pain, fear, and stress, or be still and know, try the be still and know and see if I can show you how to split the two parts so one part controls the other as it should. Otherwise, the lower controls the higher. Very bad. Very bad. And that's most of you. And if the lower controls the higher, then the lower, the government, the wrong friends, the pusher, the stresses, are in command. For which reason? You're dying from conflict. And you're losing your freedoms in every sense. I'm Roy Masters.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883. What's on your mind? Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
I'd like to remind you quickly that the challenge grant's running out on December the 7th, so that if you can donate something for the holidays, but especially for the soldiers, because I cry in my heart for 12,000 who killed themselves. Can you imagine killing yourself? But can you imagine the complexity? I said just recently, I heard the verification of it, that suicide is rising amongst the population because they built their house on sand. And a soldier that goes to war built his house on sand too. That is to say, he comes from a broken home and he wants to be a man, so he joins the army, but he finds out there the conditions are far worse than he came from, and he brings home the enemy, and he's done. I've got a CD that cures that. It helps the person to help themselves. And I suggest that you get a copy of that. Now, I want to tell you a little story. I was in hospital the other day. I had a tummy ache. My stomach is constricted by all the antibiotics that I took when I didn't know any better. And so it made my heart pump harder than it should, because my blood pressure is normally 106 over 60. And but food gets stuck there sometimes, and I have to learn to eat differently, a little more often, like graze. It works better. Otherwise, it gets stuck, and then you've got pressure. I had some good doctors for a change, thank God. But there was a lady who cleaned up every room, including the toilet, and it's kind of a messy job. And she was a bright woman. I said, You've got a lot of good energy, a lot of energy. She says, oh, yes, I do. I said, not good energy. What do you mean? So we had a conversation. Before you know it, I said, you know, you have a problem with your mother, haven't you? How did you know that? I said, well, maybe, yeah, I says, you do. You're trying to defend her. I can hear it. You don't want to be like her. How did you know that? And we went on and on. Before she knows it, she found herself that she was building. I said, your fat is like building a protection from men. You don't know how to deal with them. You're like a tank. But you're a good woman inside. I know you are. You're just trapped by the resentment towards your mother. You're trying not to be like your mother, and as hateful as your mother is, and cruel as your mother, because your father couldn't stand it. How did you know that? I said, I know it. I said, you're addicted to your mother, and even though she's dead in the grave. How did you know that? I said, Your whole life has been trying to be good to your mother, not to be like her. Your father tried it and it killed him. How did you know that? Because I know typecast. Lots of people are like you. I said, close your eyes. Concentrate. Look at your eyelids. Be aware of your forehead. Fingers tingle. Now, immediately she was converted. Her whole life changed in a fraction of a second. She stood there with a mop in her hand while I was in bed. I find them everywhere. There's good people everywhere if I can talk to them. One of these days I need to have to fill the Shrine Auditorium. I think, you know, if I get enough people to fill the Shrine, in other words, no charge, but a donation, that will work. What do you think of that idea? Shrine Auditorium on Wilshire Boulevard hold 2,000 people. I will show you how to be free. I can show you what, God bless him, Glenn Beck cannot. And it's essential that you know what I know to be free of the pressure that's coming down on you. Pressures are multiplying because you respond to pressures, to the pressure sources, and they gain control and you lose control. It's not about taxes. It's not about anything. It's about being stubborn. And when you try to make people understand you, they don't understand you. They make your problem worse. And you hate them. And then you have a love-hate relationship. Pretty soon you become converted to one of them, not all of you, but still controlled by them. You're not a threat to them when you're responding angrily. I'm a threat. I'm a threat. And I know it. I'm 82 years old. I'm ready to be a bigger threat. I'm ready to say that the media should be tried for treason for holding back, knowing that you have a communist government, helping, aiding, abetting, who actually believes the president when he is the adversary. Why can't you think it's not about taxes, it's not about this, it's about bringing the country down? It's all rigged. As I heard one of the Democratic senators said, but they haven't got the cojones to speak up because there's pressure all around them and they're in danger. Because if they speak, their families may get it. You don't know what's going on behind the scenes, do you? All right. Thank you very much. Support me. I need a platform that's bigger than this. I need one as big as Glenn Beck. But I don't have the money. This is not entertainment. And you're not coughing up. You're coughing up when you go to see him. But I think I need to do the same thing. I'm ready to be strong right now. Who would like to come up to the ranch for a weekend? Drop me a line, say, maybe Christmas, who knows. I'd like to do that. Or I'd like to come out to you. I think Los Angeles would be a good place, don't you? Shrine Auditorium, 2,000 people. I like that. Donation only, not tickets. All right, thank you. Just an idea, what do you think? God bless you. This is program 6,372.
Hi.
All right, now let me give a commercial just a second. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this is the we're coming to the end of 7th of September, December, excuse me, the Challenge Grant. And the spirit of the Challenge Grant is by a gentleman who says, I will match a dollar for every dollar someone gives you. Someone just sent $5,000, so now he has to come up with $5,000. So I don't know, he must be some kind of saurus, a good saurus, you know, not a dinosaur or tyrannosaurus, but an angel saurus. Thank you very much. Support the program with your tax-deductible donations. The Challenge Grant. Auto debit is a good way to keep the money coming. Thank you, so I can grow. All right, the phone number of the Foundation of Human Understanding is 800-877-3227, 800-877-3227. The website is FHU.com, FHU, Foundation of Human Understanding. Just click those three words, FHU, all right, .com. And then you can go to the main page and listen to Advice Line. All of you, all over the world, can listen to it. Try it before you buy it. Some people can't afford it, but it will still work. Then you've got three others called Pain, Fear, Stress, Overcoming All of It. When you find that, nothing can be against you. The revolution is over. We win.